read the gospel, and then Zoe has a surprise for us, I guess. Yep, you guys can sit on the floor. It's okay. You can sit in the benches wherever you want. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man was going on a journey, and he called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who made 2 talents, another 2. But the man who received 1 went off, dug a hole in the ground, and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master, whose servant came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you greater responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you greater responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not sow. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I did not plant and gathered where I did not scatter. Should you not have put my money in the bank, so when I came back, I got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But the one who has not, everything he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding and gnashing of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, that was exciting. Are you going to wail and grind your teeth, Zoe?
No.
Okay. But you got a treasure box. What's your plan? What you got in the treasure box?
Ballet slippers.
Ballet slippers. Okay. Tell me about the ballet slippers.
Everyone has a talent.
Okay. Is that your talent?
Yeah.
And you can do ballet? I can't do that. That would not be a vision anybody in here would want to have in their head. So I can't do ballet, and Zoe can do ballet. You know what else I can't do but Zoe can do? I can't play the piano. I don't have those talents. Did you know that? Very cool. So, here, thank you very much, dear. That was wonderful. But here's another way to look at the gospel. We are told, and it's kind of a riddle, that this master has given talents, and actually a talent is a sum of money. And one talent is equal to about 20 years' wages. So when this guy went away, the master, he gave his first servant the equivalent of 100 years of wages. Good work if you can get it, right? Pretty pricey. The second one, he gave the equivalent, and this is money, of 40 years of wages. And the third one, he gave 20 years of wages. Gave him a lot of money, all three of them. Now, was that money that the master gave to these people, was it theirs? Who did it belong to? Belonged to the master, right? These people that he gave it to were his servants. They worked for them. They were his employees. And he's going away and he's saying, here's this money. I want you to take and invest it. Now, were they investing all of that money for themselves? Who were they investing the money for? The master. Now, when the master came back, who got paid? The master. Right? And did you notice the little thing? It said he gave this money to these people based on their ability. Didn't say that they were nice people or insightful people or anything. It just said, it's based on your ability. So he gave more money to one person, theoretically, because they had more ability. And then he gave another set to another person because they had ability, and he gave less. Now, when he came back, now it was kind of risky, right? He's got all this money. He's got these people go out and invest it. And it's kind of scary because they go out and they invest it. And one doubles the money. Cool? Don't try that in a slot machine. It's not going to work. So they doubled their money. He comes back and he says, you know, the one had five and he doubled it. The other one had two and he doubled it. The thing that he said to those two people was exactly the same. Well done. Good job. Exactly the same. And he came to the third who had one. And what did that guy do with the one that he had? Buried it in the yard. I had a grandpa that did that. You know that? When he died, we sent my cousin under the house. And you know what my cousin found buried under the house? Money. Grandpa didn't believe in banks. So he buried all of his money under the house. And the only one that could fit under there was my cousin. So we sent him down there and he dug it up. Some people did that. They just buried the money. But you know, this story isn't about money. What is it, you think, that doesn't belong to us, that is given to us based on our ability, that we have to use, and it's risky, and if we achieve it, it doesn't necessarily benefit us, but it benefits the master. What do you think that would be? We use the word talent here, and we think it's a skill. We think that we're given gifts. But the talents are based on abilities. Aren't the abilities the gifts? So what are the talents that correspond to the abilities? I think it's opportunity. You ever hear that some people are just lucky? Luck just comes their way. They're just lucky, and you know what? There's other people that are unlucky. Maybe. But isn't being lucky really taking advantage of the opportunities that you're given? Based on our ability, we are given opportunities by God to take risks, to make a difference for God's kingdom. Some of us are given a lot of opportunities and we respond to it. We get used to taking risks. We'll take a risk. And in the end, as Christians, what we're doing is not creating stuff for ourselves. This is not a gospel of prosperity. That just believe in God and God will give you a lot of money. It's not necessarily a gospel about our skills, because we all have different abilities. But notice, depending on the, it doesn't matter what ability you have. It just must, what matters is how you respond to the opportunities that you're given. The first two took the opportunities they were given based on their ability and made a difference for the kingdom of God. The third one, and he was pretty clever, he was given opportunity. But because he was afraid and he had it all practiced out, when the master came back, he was going to say, "Oh, well, you're a hard guy. You reap or you don't sow, and you have all these expectations. So I was afraid, so I just buried this opportunity in the yard. Here it is back. We're even." Well, whose life did he live in the midst of all of this? He lived his own life. He did what he wanted to do. He wasn't concerned about the master. He just went on about his business. So the real challenge, whether you're Zoe's age or my age or any of us, what are the opportunities that you are given that you're afraid of, that you don't take, that you don't do? You bury it in the backyard. You stay hidden. You don't want to risk. You don't want to do that. It's too scary. Of course it's scary. But the opportunities that God places before you, you got to grab onto. Because it may well be God calling you to be more. To be more. To do more. For the sake of the kingdom. How many of you have sat out there and said, "You know, maybe I should try this lady talking thing. Give a reflection." And you go, "Oh no, I don't speak before people. That's just too scary. I don't want to get up there and talk." Maybe that's an opportunity you're burying in the backyard. I'm called to take a new position at work. I'm called to step out. You know, there's a job in the paper that I see that I'd really like to try, but you know, I'm not even going to apply because they're just going to tell me no. Might tell you yes. Might push you beyond where you're at. So yeah, you're given opportunities or talents based on your ability. And it's risky. And you've got to step out in risk. But whether you have profound abilities and skills, mid-range abilities and skills, or very limited abilities and skills, as long as you seek and grab the opportunity and do what is yours to do, you will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You will hear exactly the same thing. Where does it become a problem? When you bury it in the backyard. Because it's much easier just to live my life the way I want to live it than to take critical examination of my life and say, you know, I think God is calling me here. God is presenting me with an opportunity. Or even to ask the question, is God presenting me with this opportunity? How am I going to respond? Because if we don't respond, if we don't give it a shot, if we don't risk, then we don't bring the kingdom, we don't bring about the kingdom. And that's not our kingdom we're bringing about, that's God's kingdom. That's the Master's talents that we're investing and we're responding to. And why was the person cast out into the night to wail and grind their teeth? Because they squandered and they refused to embrace the opportunities that God presented among them, and they were just quite content to live their own life the way they wanted to without embracing the fullness of what God is calling them to be. Even our beloved Zoe is presented with an opportunity to learn to dance. It's kind of scary. To play the piano. To come up here in front of all of us and to play. And you know what? She's given that opportunity and she does it. Phenomenal. All of you that are afraid to step out, learn from her. Put on your ballet slippers and dance. Put on those slippers and dance. Good job, Zoe. May the Lord bless us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.